From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Lydia Burt. University of Missouri faculty and staff now have a specific timeline for decisions on whether to close more than a dozen graduate programs. KBIA's Beatriz Costa-Lima has more.
In an email Wednesday, Chancellor Alexander Cartwright said final decisions on the closures and consolidations will be made by May 16th. A February report recommended the closing, consolidation, or review of several graduate programs in response to budget and enrollment challenges. It cited reasons such as low numbers of graduates and research productivity. But several faculty members present at a meeting Monday said the report's results focused on quantity instead of quality. MU English professor Andrew Hoberick says that most faculty understand tough decisions will have to be made, but he also wants some accountability with them.
To the best of the administration's ability to provide the information, we'd like to know how the changes that they make will actually help with the budget crisis.
Cartwright will continue to work with members of the university community, and faculty can provide input until April 9th. Beatriz Costa-Lima, KBIA News.
Columbia Deer Hunters donated more meat than ever before through this year's Share the Harvest program to help feed the hungry. The Department of Conservation and Columbia Farmers Market coordinated with Deer Hunters to donate extra venison to Missouri food banks and pantries. This year's donation was equivalent to around 5,600 whole deer, according to the Columbia Missourian. That is nearly 100,000 more pounds of venison than last year's donation. The federal government is taking public comment on upcoming changes to the Dietary Guidelines for Americans. The U.S. Department of Agriculture and the Department of Health and Human Services release a new edition of the guidelines every 5 years. The next will be released in 2020. The guidelines affect school lunches, child care, nutrition labels, and all federal nutrition programs. Susan Mills Gray, the statewide nutrition specialist at MU Extension, says public comments are important.
These guidelines have really been set in place to support healthy dietary intake and healthy lifestyle of American citizens. And because these are set in place for you and I, we have the right to have that input back.
According to the USDA website, the 2020 guidelines will include specific life stages like infants, pregnant women, and older adults. Public comments could be made through the USDA website until March 30th. The Missouri Senate approved a bill today that would increase the age at which people are automatically tried as adults from 17 to 18. The bill will be sent to the House. Similar legislation was approved by a House committee last week. Some senators are concerned that the change could be seen as soft on crime, but in some cases, such as murder or rape, juveniles as young as 12 could still be tried as adults. The principal concern is whether Missouri's juvenile system can successfully absorb the hundreds of 17-year-olds currently overseen by adult courts. Lawmakers argue that the move could save the state money in the long run by lowering adult prison populations while simultaneously improving the chances younger offenders would be rehabilitated. I'm Lydia Burt, KBIA News, Columbia.